你係用雙語講道嘅，報告係單語。bilingual message, but monolingual announcements. Sorry about that. 我一齊打開聖經，我哋繼續睇民數記。Let's turn in our Bibles to Numbers. 我哋一路睇緊創世記、出埃及記、民數記。今日就好奇妙神嘅安排。As we've been studying through Genesis, Exodus, and Numbers, it's really amazing God's timing. 因為今日呢，我哋要睇一個特別嘅神星。And this morning we're going to look at a special morning star. 咁喺民數記24章， we're going to look at Numbers 24. 喺呢度你見到呢，神俾我哋一個好特別嘅一個嘅信息。As we look at this passage this morning, it's a special passage that God has for us. 我哋會睇17節至19節， and we're going to read from verse 14 to 19. 14 to 19. 14節至19節。那聖誕節呢已經係到咗，有太多迴音，可唔可以細聲？You know, Christmas is now upon us. 咁啊，全世界都係慶祝聖誕。You know, the whole world is getting ready to worship and to celebrate Christmas.
係覺得好奇怪咧，全世界集中精神去睇一個嘅以前冇人識、一個無名小嘅地方，係一個馬棚嘅。
It's kind of strange that the whole world is putting their focus on a little place that people never would have thought of before.And on a stable.
因為一個嘅 BB 喺度出世，咁有人注意。
And because there's a baby that was born in the stable, it's become a place of prominence.
當我哋思想聖誕嘅時候呢，我哋要準備呢，俾大家呢有一個再一個考慮認識到聖誕。
And as we come and think about Christmas this morning, we need to prepare our hearts that we can look at Christmas.From in a deeper level.
Because 聖誕節係非常之特別,
because Christmas is a very special time.
有咩特別你可能問?
And maybe you say, well, what's so special about Christmas?
我希望呢，你千萬呢，唔好當聖誕呢係例行公事。
Don't think of Christmas as just a common another Christmas that comes and goes.
唔好当系平凡嘅一个节日。
Don't think of Christmas as just a normal holiday.
因为神俾我哋圣诞系一个特别嘅、有意义嘅一个嘅喜讯嘅日子。
Because God gave us Christmas as a special time of celebration of joy.
好多時特別我哋做家長咧，又有聖誕，又有聖誕 party， 又有買禮物，又要搞呢樣嘅。學校又放假，有嘉年華會或者有活動，有樣都好忙。
You know, sometimes even as parents, you know, we think, oh, Christmas is just such a troublesome time. There's parties, there's school activities. The kids go here and there, we're running around. We get all busy. We have to buy presents.
又要佈置屋企，又要佈置教會，又要食物會，又大食會，哇！又搞呢樣，搞嗰樣。
You know, we have to decorate the house, we decorate the church, we have this, we have that. Oh, it's just so busy.
我昨天在監獄問兩個犯人在一個小組裏面，我問他呢，你未入監之前呢，你怎樣過聖誕？
And yesterday I was in the prison, and in my small group, I asked two of the inmates, I said, before you came in prison, how did you celebrate Christmas?
那一個告訴我，他是大陸下來的，那他說國內的生活，他說，我即平安夜就去卡拉 OK 唱歌，開 party， 喝酒了。
And he's the one inmate's from China, and he said, oh, before I would celebrate Christmas on the 24th, we'd go to karaoke, we'd have a party, and we'd all get drunk.
我问第二个呢，你点样过圣诞？佢话冇庆祝哦，因为我喺赌场做嘢咯，都系日日都系咁。不过啲节日系赚多啲钱咯。 And the other guy, you know, he's a casino guy, and he said, I didn't ever celebrate Christmas, but I'm in the casino, and you know, there's a lot more business in the casino on Christmas. So 对他来讲，圣诞是赚钱的日子；对另一个，圣诞就是饮酒 happy 的日子。对你来讲，圣诞是什么日子？ So to the one, Christmas was a time to make money. The other, Christmas is a time to get drunk. What is Christmas to you? 我希望我们的圣诞呢，就是要认识思想2000年前在马坛出世这个小 BB。I hope that this is a time that you can really think about the baby that was born in the stable over 2,000 years ago. To my sister, and think about what this has meaning with your life.
曾经有一个包洛的牧师呢，他讲一个的真人真事，关于一个欧洲的家庭去庆祝他的 BB 的洗礼日。
And Pastor Louis Palau told a story about a European family who decided to have a baptism ceremony in their huge mansion for their baby.
他邀请好几十个客人来他屋企，
and they invited dozens of friends to come to their house.
跟住呢啲人呢就因为个都着住皮草啊、名贵褛啊，即系全部入到嚟抌喺张床度咧，跟住落去一齐开 party。
And you know they all had the mink coats and the fancy jackets, and they all took them off. And Westerners, you know, we put them on the bed, you know.
跟住佢喺度又食嘢又开心，又喺度即系过咗一段时间。
And they're all there, you know, having a wonderful time, having a party, eating and everything.
跟住到時間咧，就要進行呢個嘅同 BB 呢個嘅洗禮，因為嗰個有啲教會嘅 BB 嬰兒洗禮。
And they were going to have the baptism ceremony for their child in this mansion. And some churches, you know, they have baby baptisms.
佢就周圍揾揾唔到個 BB，
and they started looking around. They couldn't find the baby.
佢個派個工人上去 BB 房 ，BB 喺邊啊
？And they sent the housekeeper up to find the baby, and they couldn't find the baby in the baby room.
And
they went looking all over the house, and they couldn't find the baby.
终于呢有个人想到，啊，原来我好似我入嚟嘅时候见到个 BB 喺张床度嘅。
And then somebody remembered, oh, when I came in the house, I saw the baby on the bed.
于是佢入到嚟，拨开晒所有嘅衣服，啊，原来个 BB 瞓紧觉。
And so they moved away all the jackets off the bed, and there is the baby underneath.
有时我哋圣诞节系咁啊，我哋搞东搞西，但系我哋忘记咗圣诞节嘅主角。
And so often our Christmas is like that. We do so many things, you know, and then we get busy and we forget the star of Christmas.
今日呢，希望我哋集中精神，唔好忘记呢个 BB 喺边。
And so this morning we want to think about this baby and not lose sight of who he is.
在24章14節至到19節，
and let's look at verse 14 to 19 in Numbers 24. I'll read in Chinese. If you have English, you can read along.
現在我要回本族去，你來，我告訴你这民后日后要怎样待你的民。他就提起诗歌说，比尔的儿子巴兰说，眼目闭住的人啊，说得听神的言语，明白至高者的意志，看见全能者的异象，眼目睁开而仆倒的人说，十七节，我看他却不在现时，我望他却不在近处。有星要出于雅各，有像要兴于以色列，必打破摩格的四角，粉为扰乱之子。他必得以东为基业，又得受敌之地西以为产业。以色列 必行事勇敢，有一位出于雅各的必掌大权，他要除灭，他要除灭城中的余民。一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray。 主耶稣，我们多谢你给我们今朝这个机会，可以看到你的话语，可以看到你是我们的特别的神圣，你为我们生在百里行，你给我们生命有价值有意义，你是我们的救主。主，愿意我们在这个圣诞节期间再一次思想到你的恩典和你的慈爱，给我们的心可以得看见你的伟大。我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉主名求。这里呢，接着上个星期我们讲到巴兰，大家记不记得巴兰的故事呢？上个礼拜讲过，他就是那个贪钱的先知。The story is following after what we studied last week about Balaam. And Balaam was, if you remember the story, he was a greedy prophet. 他就因为他要去做一些神庙他做的事，为了赚钱，神令到他的奴仔开口跟他讲说话。And he was, because he wanted to do what God didn't want him to do just so he could get the money, as he was on the road, God opened the mouth of his donkey and started telling him. 于是呢，巴兰呢就是没办法了，一定要做到神叫他做的事，但是口服心不服。 And so Balaam, he had to do what God wanted him to do. He had no choice. And so he obeyed God, but he only did it outwardly. He didn't do it from his heart. 我们看到这个巴兰呢是一个这样的先知。 And so we see that Balaam was that type of a prophet. 但是奇妙，因为他口服心不服，后来呢神就惩罚他。 And because he was obedient on the outside but not obedient on the inside, his end was disastrous. 但我们今天看一些他口服讲出来的说话。 But let's look at what he said when he was obedient on the outside. 因为他虽然 是一个的爱神，一个贪心的先知，但是神用得着他讲奇妙的说话。 Because even though he was a greedy prophet who was not following the way of God, and yet God used him to speak forth the word of God. 即是这个很奇妙的，神可以用得着一个呢完全 不爱神的人。This is so strange that God can use somebody who doesn't even believe, who doesn't even love God. 神是用巴兰是祝福以色列，皇帝要他咒诅以色列，但是他就祝福以色列。 And God used Balaam to bless the children of Israel, where the king of Moab wanted to curse them, he blessed them. 你看二十三章第八节， Look at 23:8. 神没有咒诅的，我焉能咒诅？耶和华没有怒骂的，我焉能怒骂？ God hasn't cursed them, how can I curse them? God's not mad with them, how can I be angry with them? 十九节， look in verse 19. 民数记廿三章十九节， in Numbers 23:19. 神非人，必不自说谎；人也非人子，必不自后悔。他说话岂不照着行呢？他发预言不要成就呢？ God is not a man that he would lie. God is not a man that he would repent. He will do what he has spoken. It will come to pass.
这些是神的说话的。摩押王听到这些就不喜欢的。你看二十四章第五节，
Look at verse 24, chapter 24 verse 5. 雅各啊，你的帐篷何等华美，以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华美。 Jacob, how beautiful are the tents. Israel, how beautiful are your camp.
哇，他在祝福，摩押王就在猛震，哇，我叫你来咒诅这班人，你在祝福这班人。
And so the king of Moab is so angry, he said, I called you here to curse this people and you're just blessing them. 神奇妙。巴蘭呢是一个法术师， Balaam was a sorcerer， 但是你看到24章第一节，他最后两个预言他没有用法术，是神给他。 But if you look at 24:1， it says that he didn't use sorcery for his last two prophecies。 第一节说巴蘭见耶和华喜欢赐福与以色列，就不像前两次去求法术，却面向旷野。所以他之前用他法术的方法，但是这次呢是神直接给预言他。 So in the first two prophecies he used his sorcery methods, but in the last two God gave him a special word of prophecy。 他都不信主的，但神是用得着他讲的。 He didn't even believe in God, and yet God used him to speak forth the truth。 那第三和第四个预言有一个很特别的分别，特别第四个，因为他都没有做这些献祭的准备，他只是开口讲。 You know, the third and the fourth prophecies are very special because he didn't do all of his other activities, and especially the fourth prophecy, he didn't even offer a sacrifice.He just spoke. So in 14节呢，可以话嗱，我同皇帝讲啊，我免费送一个祝福俾你啦。And it's almost like in verse 14, he's telling the king, "Hey, you know, I'm going to give you a free prophecy. You don't have to do all this stuff." 14节系话咩咧？话全能者要嚟嘅。巴蘭見到他，見到這個全能者，這個全能者是神。 As we look at verse 14, Balaam says, I see him, I see the all-powerful, the mighty God. Him that he sees is God, the mighty El Shaddai. 他見到耶穌， He saw Jesus. 巴蘭在看全能者，可能是第一次巴蘭見到真神。 Balaam saw the Almighty, and maybe it's the first time that Balaam really saw the true God. 你知道全能者是誰嗎？ Do you know who the Almighty is? 你知不知道這個 El Shaddai, 這個全能者，我們有一位神，他創造天未末末的真神。 There is only one God, and he created the whole universe.He is the Almighty. 这位神呢，是掌管历史的神。 And he is a God who controls history. 圣经告诉我们，神岂有难成的事吗？ The Bible says that there is nothing impossible with God. 神是能够拯救到底， And God is able to save unto the uttermost.弟兄姊妹，神，你所相信的神是全能。 The God that you believe in today is the Almighty God. 他不是远远在天与我们分离， And he's not distant off there somewhere in the universe. He's close. 圣经说呢，神很接近我们的，是接近我们的口。 And the Bible says that God is close to us.He's just a breath away. 神是想跟你有关系，想参与你的人生。 You know, God wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to have fellowship with you. 这个是我们信仰的最奇妙的。我们这个全能者创造天地万物的者，是想跟你做朋友。 This is the most amazing thing about our faith, that the creator of the universe, the Almighty GodWants to have fellowship and be your friend. 好奇妙的，神是爱你。 So wonderful, God loves you. 他是全能者，巴蘭见到他，独一无二的真神。 And Balaam saw this, the one and only true God, the Almighty God. 他也说呢，他见到呢，这个是将来的。现在不是的，是他当时不是，是将来要发生。And Balaam saw that this is something that's going to come in the future. At his time, it hadn't happened yet. But he saw that he's going to come, but he's not yet now.
但我们现在看巴兰所见到呢，已经对我们成为历史。
But what we look at today, what Balaam saw in the future, we look at as history.
因为巴兰见到那位要来到，我们见到已经来了。
Because what Balaam saw was the one that was going to come, we see he already came.
这个十七节，提翻第十七节。Look back at verse 17 in chapter 24. 我看他，却不在现时；我望他，却不在近日。有声要出于雅各，有像要兴于以色列，必打破摩押的四国，毁为扰乱之子。
He saw the star coming out of Jacob.
这个的星要有雅各出来，是代表权势。
The star coming out of Jacob, the star represents authority. It's a symbol of governing power.
这个星呢代表权力的，在圣经里面，星是代表权力的。所以是他见到这个星 是代表有个权全能者出来。
And so as he sees a star coming out, he sees a powerful one who's going to arise.
星呢也都代表光。
And the star also represents light.
因为星呢，就是夜晚黑蒙蒙的时候，你望上天，你见到咩？
At night when it's dark and you look up at the sky, what do you see?
可能城市人话我见到飞机啊。
Maybe if you live in the city, you say, I see an airplane.
现在我们澳门望上星，看不到星啊。不过你德州来的，我想你看到星，是吧？
In Macau at night, we look up in the sky. We don't see stars. There's too much pollution. But maybe you in Texas, maybe you can still see stars, right?
见唔见到啊？啊，见到啊！你哋大家去德州、休斯顿啊，即系探下佢，可以见到星星，你明啊？啊
！And we'll all go to Texas to visit you in Houston, and we'll understand what it means about stars.
喺夜晚你望上嘅星系光啊嘛。
And at night, you look in the stars, and it's light.
So, 星是代表光。
So, the star represents light.
但是星在这里是代表耶稣。
But here, the star is also representing Jesus.
耶稣是有雅各出的星， and Jesus is the star that came out of Jacob. 这个经文 是讲得很奇妙的。耶稣就是雅各出来的。你看，刚刚主席跟我们看过马太福音第二章。And, 我们现在看第一章。
And earlier we looked at Matthew chapter 2. Right now I want us to look at chapter 1.
你看第一章第一节。
Look at Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
如果你不看，我读给你听。亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的兄弟，等等等等等，直到耶稣生的。
And here it tells us the genealogy of Jesus, that Abraham had Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob and his descendants, then came Jesus.
耶稣有雅各出来的星。
So Jesus came out of Jacob.
看彼得后书第一章十九节。
Look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
彼得后书第一章十九节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，直等到不好意思，天发亮，神星在你们心里出现的时候，随时好的。
Here it says that we have this greater word of prophecy, like a light shining in the darkness. And And as we wait for the morning star to reveal us, it would be great.
这个有神星。这个神星是谁？
神星就是耶稣。耶稣就是我们的神星。所以我们教会叫神光福音堂是有关系。
So, you know, the morning star here, our church is called, in Chinese, morning light,
神光。
In Chinese, the horizon, because the light comes up on the horizon, the sun comes up.
那么我们叫神光，如果你看何西阿书第六章，你会见到为什么我们叫神光。
If you look in Hosea chapter 6, verse 3, you will see why our church is called Morning Light. Horizon, we translate to Morning Light.
因为何西阿书第六章第三节话，我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现确与神光，他必临到我们，像春甘雨，像滋润地田地的春雨。
And we must look to Jesus, because he comes like the morning light.And he nourishes us and cleanses us, gives us strength.
咁你话牧师神星啊，神光啊，雅各出嘅星，你点可以话系耶稣啊
？Maybe you say, Pastor, I don't get it. You know, you say that the star coming out of Jacob, the morning star, the morning light. I don't see how that means anything with Jesus.
请你睇启示录二十二章十六节。
Look at Revelation chapter 22 verse 16. Revelation 22 verse 16.
启示录二十二章十六节是耶稣自己讲的说话。
This is a word from Jesus. He spoke it himself.
我耶稣。差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明。我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。我是明亮的神星。
Jesus says, I, Jesus, send out my messenger to be evidence.I am from the root of David. I am a descendant of David. I am the morning light, the morning star.
耶稣就是神星，他自己说是神星。And Jesus said, He is the morning star. 一个星由雅各而出，巴兰看不到，他说将来我们看到已经发生。
And the star that will come out of Jacob, Balaam didn't see it. He said it's for the future, but we see it.
It's already happened. Jesus is the morning star. 弟兄姊妹，圣诞节是关于耶稣。
You know, Christmas is about Jesus.
耶稣就是圣诞的主角。
Jesus is the star of Christmas.
耶稣就是我们敬拜的原因。
And Jesus is the reason for the season.
我们需要靠耶稣打开我们的眼，靠神打开我们的眼，让我们在圣诞节去看得到神。
And we need to ask God to open our eyes that we can see at Christmas time.
巴兰的眼是蒙蔽了，但是他发预言的时候，他眼开了。可惜呢，他不听他所见到的。
Balaam's eyes were closed, and as he prophesied, his eyes were opened, and he saw. Unfortunately, he didn't believe what he saw.
你的眼睛可以打开，但你信不信你所打开眼看到的事？
And your eyes can be opened, but are you going to believe and follow what you see?
那巴兰讲这个的预言，1500年之后，有一件事发生。
1,500 years after Balaam saw the star of Jacob, something happened.
1,500 年之后，马太福音第二章第一节，
And 1,500 years after Balaam saw this star, you go to Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. 当希律王的时候，耶稣生在伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来的耶路撒冷说，那生下来作犹太人之王在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来隔拜他。And in chapter 2 verse 1 it says, when Herod was on the throne, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and the wise men came from the east. And they said, where is the king of the Jews who was born? We saw his star, and we came to worship him. 东方的博士怎知道耶稣出来是有个星啊? How did the kings of the east know that the star, a new king in Israel, was going to be born? 是不是巴兰一路讲这个预言他一路传开的。Is it that Balaam, as he had this prophecy, the word was sent out? 东方的博士是听到的就知道。And that the wise men from the east, from this unrighteous prophet of Balaam 1,500 years ago, they remembered the prophecy and they saw the star and they believed. 虽然经过1500年之后他也记得巴兰这个的先知的预言，他就继续信仰望。还有但以理， and then there's Daniel. 但以理差不多耶稣出世500年前，是巴比伦。Daniel, about 500 years before Jesus was born, was in Babylon, Iraq. 但以理就是发好多预言，肯定巴比伦的博士智慧者呢都是记得但以理的说话，将巴兰和但以理的传开传合，就知道有个星，有新皇帝出世。 And would it be that the people in Babylon, the Iraqis, would remember the wise men, remember Balaam and what Daniel told them, and as a star comes out, then they go and they know there's a prophet, there's a new king in Israel.弟兄姊妹觉得神好奇妙，佢可以向一班完全唔信神嘅人，系俾佢知道呢个星出嚟有新生王。我哋今日可唔可以知道有新生王 ？God is so amazing. He was able to tell the message to unbelievers that by the star there's a new king born. Do you know today that there's a new king? 感谢主。有人想解释这个星是不是一个水星，是不是当时那个星球是撞啱咗一个特别的现象。You know, some people have tried to explain, what was this star that appeared in Bethlehem? Was it a comet, an asteroid? Was it alignment of the planets that made a special formation? 是不是智慧者的博士呢看到这些星座啊，是啊，特别我们去快。Was it that they were doing some sort of astrology and astronomy and they saw the stars and they said, oh, there must be somebody born there?
当我们继续看马太福音第九节的时候，我们知道不是的。
But as we go and we see in Matthew chapter 2 verse 9, we see it's not like that.
在第九节，马太福音第二章第九节，他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。
And in verse 9 it says, they heard what Herod told them, and the men from the east, all of a sudden the star appeared in front of them and led them to where the baby was, and then stopped over top the house where the baby was.
弟兄姊妹，他在东方见到他的星在东方，他跟着走。
You know, they were in the east and they saw the star, so they went to the east.
他来到耶路撒冷的时候，他又一是向北向拿撒勒，一是向南去伯利恒。
And when they were in Jerusalem asking, where's the king? They either had to go north to Nazareth or go south to Bethlehem.
那星原本是东方，现在要北或者南。
And the star was at first in the eastern sky. Now they have to go to the north or the south. 星不会这样行, 水星不会这样行. You know, a comet won't go like this and that, and a star won't move around. 所以这个不是普通的星. This is not a normal star. 根据他去到耶稣出世的地方或者主的地方，个星停留不动. And then they came to where Jesus was born or where he's living, and then the star stopped. 水星不会这样行. 东方博士见到这个星不是普通的星. And so the wise men, the star that they saw was not a normal star. 是神特别的星. And it's a special star. 是代表耶稣出世. 是雅各出的星. And it's a star from David. 是不是很冷啊? 我觉得你们很冷. 不好意思, 这些天气很难控制. It's hard to keep the air climate in this kind of weather, you know. It gets hot and cold.
耶稣是我们的星. Jesus is our star this morning.
圣诞的星是伟大的星. And so this Christmas star is a special, awesome star for us.
圣诞节呢有好多的灯饰，我们这里都有靓的灯饰的圣诞树.
You know, Christmas time, we have so many beautiful lights, and we've got a beautiful Christmas tree with lights on it. 但是我们的星是要代表耶稣的光. But those lights are to show us the light of Jesus.
因为耶稣是神星，是我们的光.
Because Jesus is our morning light.
不好意思. 你知不知, 如果你去到那些,或者德州的人去证明, 如果你是见到神星呢，就是朝头早最后一个的星才消失，是一路等到太阳出来，太阳出来，还有太阳都可以见到神星。
You know, the morning star is the last star that you see at night. As the sun comes up and it's starting to get light with the sun, the morning star is still visible.
耶稣就是我们的神星，他的意思就是说，我们就算其他光出来，我们都是见到耶稣，耶稣是引导我们的路。
And so Jesus, as our morning star, he is the light that shines us in the darkness, and he is to guide us.
我们以前行海的人呢，他一定要看星来定方向。
You know, those who are on the ship, they must follow the star to get their direction.
到今时今日，有好多航海都系要睇星啊，先至可以知道咩方向。
And many people in the shipping industry still follow stars today for the right direction, the right path.
耶稣系我哋嘅神星，佢要引导我哋行嘅准确路。
And Jesus is our star as he guides us that we go the right way.
你今日系咪跟住耶稣嘅星行？
This morning, are you following the star of Jesus?
你今天是不是跟着耶稣的光?
Are you following the light of Jesus?
马拉基第四章第二节,
in Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, chapter 4, verse 2.
马拉基第四章第二节.
Malachi chapter 4 verse 2.
但向你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。你们必出来跳跃如圈里的肥族.
Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, it says that a righteous light will come, and the rays of the light have healing.
耶稣就是这个公义的光，耶稣的光能够医治我们.
And the light of Jesus has healing.
耶稣是我们的星，祂出现是让我们有得医治.
And Jesus is the light that came to bring healing.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要家庭得医治.
You know, we need healing in our families.
很多破碎的关系需要医治.
Many of our relationships are broken. We need healing.
我们需要是医治我们
以前沉溺的問題。We need healing from our old bondage and addictions. 我們需要是神醫治我們，脫離我們根深蒂固那些的固執的思想。And we need healing that we can break away from these stubborn ways of thinking that we have. 我們需要神醫治我們內心的創傷。And we need Jesus to heal the pain that we have in our heart. 神的光線来到是要医治。And the light of Jesus comes to heal. 你有没有让圣诞节神的光来医治你？ And if you let the light of Christmas come and heal your heart today, 神是要医治我们。看以赛亚书第九章第二节。Look in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2. 以赛亚书第九章第二节。在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照他们。Here it says that those living in the darkness have seen the light. 当耶稣出去加利利传道的时候，福音书说这个经文就是讲到耶稣。And when Jesus was preaching in Galilee, the gospel said, use this verse to say that this is a fulfillment, that Jesus came to bring light. Hello. 但你看第九章第二节落几节下面是讲什么？是第六节至到第七节。But look, just a few verses down from verse 2 in chapter 9 of Isaiah. And what does it say in verse 6 and 7? 因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必有大卫的宝座，常治理的他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。 A child is given to us, and he has a part. I'm translating from the Chinese. I don't have an English Bible in front of me. The wonderful verse, the prophecy of the virgin giving birth to the baby Jesus. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Almighty God, Prince of Peace, and the authority and power will be given to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们的耶稣就是这个婴儿为我们而生。
And this baby is Jesus who was born for us 2,000 years ago in the stable.
我们这个耶稣是出生，是雅各出的星。
And this baby that was born is the star that came out of Jacob.
他是奇妙策士，和平的君。He is the wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Almighty God. 全能的神，神就好奇妙。耶稣是伯利恒出世。Hi, why nay, why more?
And Jesus was born in Bethlehem for you and for me.
但巴兰见到的预言，除了星，还有另一样东西，有象。
But Balaam, in his prophecy, aside from just the star, he saw also the rod.
当我们看回巴兰那个预言，他讲到这个国王，这个权是有星是代表他的权。但象亦都代表佢嘅权力。
And as Balaam saw, and we look at this prophecy, he saw the star that represented authority, but he also saw the rod, which represented government authority and judgment.
所以巴兰见到耶稣，弟兄姊妹，喺圣经里边好多嘅经文讲到呢个象系代表权柄。
And in the Bible, there are many verses that talk about this rod that show that it's authority. 我只係講個經文俾你聽，你可以寫低翻去睇。And I'll just tell you the verses. You can write them down and go home and look at them. Just a few of them. 詩篇四十五篇第六節。In Psalms 45 verse 6. 詩篇一百一十篇第二節。Psalm 110 verse 2.都是讲到神这个的权，这个宝座。第一个经文你一定要看，创世纪49章第10节。 But one verse you must look at this morning, in Genesis chapter 49 verse 10. Genesis 49 verse 10. 创世纪49章第10节。该必不离犹大，杖必不离他两脚之间，直到细罗，就是持平安者来到，万民必归顺。The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his. Till he comes.Is until Shiloh comes. Shiloh is he that brings peace. 弟兄姊妹，这个杖，这个杆，当耶稣来到，在他的手里边。And the scepter, the staff, is he that came is Jesus Christ. 这个细罗就是赐平安者。And Shiloh is he who gives peace. 他来到在伯利恒为我的儿生。And he came and he was born for us in the manger in Bethlehem. Silo, 和平者，来是要给你平安。And the Prince of Peace came to give you peace. 耶稣来是给你医治。Jesus came to give you healing. 耶稣来是给你平安。Jesus came to give you peace. 耶稣来是给你盼望。Jesus came to give you hope.拯救 and salvation. 是一个美丽的预言，耶稣是和平者。What a wonderful prophecy that Jesus, the Prince of Peace. 我们圣经里面见到很多预言讲到耶稣要来。And in the Bible, we saw so many prophecies that talk about Jesus that will come. 但他已经来了。对我们已经是历史。But you know that Jesus already came. To us, it's already history. 但是巴兰他见到两方面的，一样也没发生。And Balaam, he saw two things, and one thing has not happened yet. 当时以色列人、犹太人都是不明这样的， and even at that time, the children of Israel, they could not understand. 他所盼望这个西罗来，他盼望利赛亚来，他盼望他的教主来。雅各的星是会粉碎敌人。And the Messiah that they were looking for, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace that will bring peace, the King, the star from Jacob, they saw is the one who has destroyed their enemies, crushed them under his feet. 粉碎敌人在他的脚下。但弟兄姊妹，我们见到这个耶稣是死在十字架，死了十字架落到坟墓，没粉碎敌人。But the Jesus we see died on the cross for our sins, went into the grave, rose from the dead, but did not crush his enemies under his feet. 点解？ Why? 巴兰又见到，其他先知又见到， Balaam saw, the other prophets saw, why did Jesus die on the cross and not crush his enemies? 点解耶稣会死十字架不粉碎敌人？因为他看不到的一样很重要的。Because they didn't see something that was very important. 你和我见到他见不到。And you and I see it, but they didn't see it. 耶稣来到一次要拯救罪人，隔一段时间要来第二次审判世界。Jesus came the first time to save us from sins. After a period of grace, he will come back again to judge the world.当时他看不到，犹太人看不到，但是你和我看到。And at that time, the children of Israel couldn't see it. But we can see it today. 巴兰 見到遠處係唔係今日？我哋見到巴蘭嘅聲就係已經發生咗，但呢個像我哋仲係等候緊。What we see, we look at the prophecy from Balaam. The star came, and Jesus was born in the stable. But the rod, the staff that crushes his enemies, we are still looking for that fulfillment. 係咪？
所以我哋睇到聖誕節，我哋向後望十字架，感謝主俾我哋嘅救恩。
So when we look at Christmas, we can look back at the cross and say, "Thank you, Jesus, for your salvation."
但我哋都要向前望，等候耶穌翻嚟審判世界。
But we need to look forward and say, "Jesus, come again and judge the world."
大衛雅各出嘅聲。是讲到救恩，他的像讲到审判。
And so the star represents salvation. The rod that crushes is judgment.
但是不一定要是审判。如果你今天信耶稣，你有耶稣做你的教主，这个像呢，就是很有意义对你。
But you know, this rod doesn't have to be a rod of judgment.If you are a Christian, a believer today, this rod can have another meaning.
因为大卫王写诗篇二十三篇都讲到的，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他的杖、他的竿都安慰我。
You know, and as David said in Psalms 23, he said, "You are my shepherd; I shall not want. Your rod and your staff they comfort me."
如果你认识耶稣，今日这个像是安慰你的像，引导你的像。
And if you believe in Jesus today, this staff, this rod can be a comfort to you and it can be guiding you.
巴兰的眼被打开，但是他不信。
Balaam's eyes were open, but he didn't believe.
你今日有一个选择。你的眼睛可以打开，但你信不信？信不信耶稣是为你而生的救主？
And you have a choice this morning also. Your eyes might be open, but do you believe that Jesus is the Savior that died for you?
你信不信耶稣就是你的救星？
And do you believe that Jesus is your rescuer?
你信不信耶稣为你生在伯利恒，为你死在十字架？
Do you believe that Jesus was born in Bethlehem for you and died on the cross for you?
你想耶稣的像做你的安慰、引导，还是做你的审判官？
And do you want the rod of Jesus to be your comfort and to be your guidance, or do you want it to be your judgment?
弟兄姊妹，我们跟巴兰一样，有这个选择。
We have the same choice that Balaam had.
一是接受耶稣，跟随耶稣，一是按自己的路行。
With the choice is to accept Jesus and to follow him, or to go our own way.
希望今年的圣诞节，你会跟着耶稣的光。
I hope that this year, this Christmas, you will follow the light of Jesus.
愿意耶稣这个星是引导你光照你 and may the light of Jesus lead you and shine upon you 愿意耶稣的光呢是给你 是看到神的旨意
and may the light of Jesus just give you that you know the will of God
愿意耶稣的光给你在这个圣诞节可以将这个光传开
and may the light of Jesus give you strengththat at this Christmas time, you can share the light with others.
因为神的光有医治, because the light of God has healing. 神的光有和平,
and the light of God has peace.
一起祈祷, let's pray. 主耶稣, 我们多谢你。圣诞节是很特别，甚至你用一个不公义贪钱的先知去讲一个这么美好的预言
是你出世之前1500年已经被我们看得到耶稣你是神圣。主要我们愿意你这个信息，你的光，你的爱，在圣诞节一路充满我们的心，让我们是更加清楚肯定你是我们的教主。圣诞节不是平凡的日子，不是例行公事，圣诞节是感恩赞美，思想到耶稣你的爱，因为你为我们来世界要被拯救和医治我们。主，我们多谢你，求你帮助我们今天当我们忙碌做很多的活动的时候，记得你是我们所做的原因，希望别人都可以认识到你这个救恩。主，求你祝福我们晏昼的活动，给我们各位弟兄姊妹一起努力做的时候是仰望神你这个声，仰望神你的爱。多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。默祷之后散会。